Earlier this week, we officially slid into fall and experienced the autumnal equinox. Well, we did if we were up at 2:50 a.m. on Monday, September 23rd. Even if we weren't, our astronomy contributor Jean Creighton says it's a special time of year.
It doesn't have the drama of the solstices where we have the beginning of summer or the beginning of winter. And strangely, the beginning of winter is when the days are starting to get longer again. The equinox is when we have equal days and equal nights, and the change is fastest. So that transition between long days to long nights is happening at the equinoxes at the fastest rate. Whereas the solstices, yes, if you think of it as a pendulum, the solstices are at the ends of the pendulum. It's reached its extreme, but it's also stopped. And the next beat of time is going to be moving again toward the equilibrium. The equilibrium, where the pendulum is moving fastest, is the equivalent of the equinoxes.
So in some ways, it's more dramatic.
It
is. Even though we think of the solstices as being the big dramatic time.
Mm-hmm. Because that is now the moment where we're really seeing, and we now noticed it as well, the days really are much shorter than they used to be, and it's getting dark closer to dinner time. So the patterns have changed. And these kinds of patterns affect the way we do things, affect daily things of life, but also kind of our mood. So several cultures around the world acknowledge these times of year, these various patterns in the solar cycle, if you will, and noted them with holidays or ways of kind of cleaning your house, cleaning your affairs, getting ready for that next season. That level of change always makes us want to think about, you know, where we've been, where we're going, prepare as necessary. For many places in the Western world and the Northern Western world, the harvest is coming in. We need to prepare for that and get ready for the winter that's coming.
It's also interesting because it's a balance point. Mm-hmm. In the astronomical calendar. It's a point where everything is equal for that split second.
That's right. And tomorrow, the night is going to be longer. So it really is an interesting moment in time. And in fact, it's good to remember that it's not just a day. So this year, it's the 23rd of September at 2:50.
In the morning.
In the morning, that's right. So it's not just a place in the sky. I didn't mention this, but I should. The definition of the equinox is when the path of the sun, which is called the ecliptic, crosses the equator of the earth projected on the sky. Now, if the earth was standing upright, those two things would be exactly the same. But because the earth is tilted, our equator gets projected at a different place than the path of the sun does. So most of the time, those two things are out of joint. But two times a year, they're exactly in the same spot. So it's a time and a place in the sky. So we have a situation where we know exactly when we're heading on now toward fall and when we hit the extreme of the pendulum, when we have the longest night, we will have the shortest day and the beginning of winter. That's going to be the darkest day. Temperatures, of course, continue to drop because it takes a while for our atmosphere to respond to these changes. Usually the coldest days are going to be about a month after the solstice.
Thus the January freeze and the February freeze.
That's right.
Mm-hmm.
On the plus side, it does still take a little bit of time before the cold really sets in, which is why we can expect glorious days in October and sometimes even into November. So we take advantage of this delay. This time of year, we can enjoy the beautiful, crisp evenings, the beautiful trees.
It's my favorite time of year, actually.
That's right. So it is worth celebrating. And of course, the Jewish calendar begins around this time of year as well.
Are there other holidays that, other than harvest, general harvest holidays, were there other holidays that people put? Did the Greeks have a particular holiday?
Offhand, I can't tell you, but I do know that it is uncanny how many cultures at middle latitudes celebrated more or less the same stuff around four times a year around the solstices and the equinoxes. Interestingly, a marked exception are the Celts. They celebrated the half point. So the October moment, the August moment, the mid-November, like between the equinoxes and the solstices.
And so they found that midpoint, and that's their—
that's their moment.
Those are their holidays.
And maybe that makes sense because, you know, the middle of the fall would be somewhere around the 1st of November and, you know, when you really are full, you're going full blast. I didn't know that. That was interesting to me.
It is. It is. It's amazing what we have created around these phenomena.
Well, I think we really have needs to note, to mark change and the seasons, since they have real consequences. If you were a farmer, there were certain things you had to do. And of course, if you've had the satisfaction, the hard work of producing all this food, you want to be stopping, acknowledging, thanking the earth for the bounty, because you know what happens if you don't get it, right? So people have to celebrate these things. I think it builds community, even if we're not necessarily tied as much to the agricultural calendar. It's good to remember these things.
Well, happy equinox.
Thank you, you too.
And we'll talk next month.
Look forward to it.
Lake Effect contributor Gene Creighton is the director of the Manfred Olson Planetarium, located on the campus of UW-Milwaukee. You can hear more of our conversations at wuwm.com.